Nothing But the Hits here at KGLT. Blister Cult from their great album, Agents of Fortune. Don't Fear the Reaper. Start off with Mandrake Paddle Steamer from their album called Pandemonium Shadow Show. And that was a title track from that record. Where are they now? Well, the guitar player went on to play in Greenslade. That's about it. Not a big stepping stone to success, but a nice record. I don't think they actually had an album out at the time, just maybe a single or two. But somebody did a nice job. Actually, a Spanish label put that together. Really nice job on it, too. What else is there? Deep Purple. Mark One, a late period single for that band. You heard This Bird Has Flown. And if I'm going to listen to Deep Purple, it's those first three albums. They're goofy and fun and listenable. Great singer. I was shocked when I heard Deep Purple and rock. They changed singers, and I wasn't a big fan of Ian Gillan. Just not my cup of tea. I know people love Deep Purple. I wish I was on board. And finish up with Blister Cult. 502. On the big board it says Derek Leonard's going to be in, but he told me 2 weeks ago that it's his sub. I think his name is Steve. He did a show a month or so ago. He'll be sitting in. At least that's what I'm expecting. You can stick around and find out. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by Denny Menholt Honda and Bozeman, featuring new Honda Sports Utility and crossover vehicles like the HRV, CRV, Pilot, Passport, and the Ridgeline Truck. More information at DennyMenholtHonda.com. And Scissor Bill Saloon, a privately owned bar offering handcrafted burgers, cocktails, and local brews in the Big Sky Mountain Village. Open daily from noon till 8 p.m. Updates and information online at scissorbills.com or on Facebook. Yes. Okay. Let me take a look around, assess the situation, see what I'm supposed to be doing. I've got a plan. I got an hour left, and I'm going to try to make the most of it. So here we go.
Yeah. of the treasure, the brilliance that once was her own. It broke her inanimate wish, can crush iron, and took from her the bright rose. By his dwelling, she waits for his slumber to cease. Wearing their clothes, lest they betray her, because she has come from afar.
It's a long road, when do we reach our goal? Time is a flying, time is a flying. Thank you.
and left me alone in this empty place. Everywhere I go, oh, all I see is your sweet face. Through my pain keeps on growing. That's one thing you should be knowing.
Anytime you want me,
come on back.
Anytime you want me,
come on back, baby.
Anytime you want me,
come on back. Oh yeah. I tried to make happy, the very best I could. Anything you wanted, whoa, I gave you like a good man should. Even though
That's Wes Montgomery, the title track from his Bumpin' album. A guy who we lost way too soon. He was just starting to hit his stride in the late 60s and checked out. Start off with Kendra Smith from, she used to be in Dream Syndicate, original Dream Syndicate, and The Suspects, was that what the band they had before that was called? There's a horde of music coming out of Davis, California. And that's her big solo album she did after, a bit after Dream Syndicate. It's called Five Ways of Disappearing. You're at Aurelia, how's that pronounced? Aurelia, yeah. Great record, another one that just sank without a trace. No justice in the world. Julia Driscoll from her first solo album. She did some singles and albums with the Trinity. After she left the Trinity, she did an album called 1969. You heard Breakout, and I love that record. Lucky to have it. It's rare as hen's teeth these days. I know a lot of people looking for it, and you don't see it around. If I saw another one, I'd buy it. Well, if the price was reasonable, but if anybody had it, they'd know what it's worth. Garnett Mims and the Enchanters from his album Cry Baby. You heard Anytime You Need Me. And The Who covered that. And it only came out in America on a single B-side. It's been compiled since, but they did a nice version of that. Obviously, Garnett Mims was a bigger deal in the UK than he was in the States, so he had hits and things. And in the UK, he got covered a lot, including Led Zeppelin. And we still never got As Long As I Have You. You got to listen to it on bootlegs, but they did a fab version of that. What else was there? Oh, finish up Wes Montgomery. 5:26. Just about half an hour left for me. I need to tell you a couple of things, and it's hidden back up there. Where's my mouse? Don't know. No, nothing. Well, let me tell you then this. This 5 o'clock hour's underwritten in part by Denny Manhold, Honda in Bozeman, featuring an all-new environmentally friendly Honda CR-V hybrid. More information at DennyMandelHonda.com. Now I think I got it. Yes. Here we go. This 5 o'clock hour is also underwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9, tonight on Montana PBS, starting at 7 Washington Week, 7:30 Firing Line. 8 o'clock, Never Too Late, Doc Severinsen's story. 9:30, Beyond the Canvas, Visionaries of the Art, and 10 o'clock, BBC World News. Okay, nothing else to tell you. This I'll tell you.
Through April 8th, the Bozeman Film Society presents An Icon and Cultural Chaos. M.C. Escher, Journey into Infinity, is an eye-popping portrait of the world-famous Dutch graphic artist. Part history, part psychology, part psychedelia. Long Live Rock, Celebrate the Chaos, takes a deep dive into the culture of hard rock music. Featuring members of Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Rage Against the Machine, and many, many more. Tickets for these virtual features are available online at BozemanFilmSociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep 'em flickering.
I'm sure in the last year I've watched more movies than I have in the previous 10 years, at least on a yearly basis. Just something to do, and we're all plugged in now, and I'll have big TV, so it's nice. A lot of music documentaries. That occupies my time, and Sunday morning noir on Turner. That's another routine. Something to do, and I've seen some great movies now. my good friend and bandmate, Bobby Sutliff, he's put out a lot of records on his own and with the Windbreakers. And he recently got a message that Bruce Springsteen had played a couple of his songs on his Sirius XM radio show. And of course, Bobby is totally wigged out. Who wouldn't be? So he managed to get a message to Bruce, Mr. Springsteen, saying thank you for the spins. And Bobby forwarded me an email. Hi, Bobby. This is Bruce Springsteen here. Holy cow. And this is one of the songs that Bruce played from Bobby's album, Perfect Dream. The other one he played was a Windbreaker song that Bobby's told me is his best song ever. So Mr. Springsteen has good ears.
Thank you.
That's Peter Holsapple from his last album, which I just checking came out 3 years ago. And I know he's working on some new songs. I hope he gets together. He's a little discouraged about the business side of things, but you can't be. Just play music and put it out. That's it. You heard I Got High With You from his album Game Day. Bobby Sutliff started us off with Kings of Flannel from his album Perfect Dream. And I know he's working on a new one, too, because he's been sharing new songs with me, and it's going to be a good one when it gets done. Might be a few years, but it'll be there. Fleetwood Mac, the missing 45, Purple Dancer from a little after Kiln House, and it's a good one, and I'm glad they finally did a nice reissue of it. They scattered the tracks over different compilations, the two songs, and for Record Store Day, they did a nice reproduction of the single. Way to go. Somebody was thinking. Stained Glass from San Jose from their first album of two. You heard Fahrenheit. The album's called Crazy Horse Roads. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Fun drive. So be here because it'll be fun. And hopefully there'll be some good vinyl left by the end of the week for you to be incentivized to contribute. See you then.
And if I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me, yeah. To a castle I will take you. What's to be, they say, will be. If you say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be, yeah. The woods, the stuff was pretty, baby. But what is and what should never be.
Next one is something which arose, the song arose, because the agency that manages our publicity contract also manages a contract for the American Cancer Society. They asked us after they heard the Odorono commercial on the album. They asked us if we'd do one to discourage youngsters from smoking tobacco. So we said yes, and we tried it out. We were a bit skeptical at first. We don't want to dictate to anyone what to smoke. But it came out pretty good. So we play it on the stage now, and it eventually might find its way onto a single, but you should be hearing it on the radio soon. It's a song about someone that doesn't smoke and doesn't die of obesity, even though he is very fat, and ends up looking after all the children of the people that died of cancer. The guy's name is Little Billy.